Alexandria River Fed, another proud sponsor of the official OPT network.
Watch out, watch out. Look out, look out. Watch out, watch out. Look out, look out.
Oh, you can't learn something about you.
Hello, everybody, and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas, and this is On Point Talk, the official OPT network. The OPT network brings you a fresh perspective on local and national issues. Our guests will encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time in business, community, health issues, plus a whole lot more.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas,
the bigger show, and
the official OPT network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time.
The city of Alexandria is partnering with GATA and dozens of local arts organizations and coming back strong with the event that everyone in town and out of town was talking about last year. This is the second annual Alec River Fest, and you just gotta love it. Admission is free, so bring the whole family. It all starts Thursday evening, May 8th on 3rd Street with dinner on the bricks. Listen to some live jazz while sampling a variety of Senlaw's finest foods. Then on Friday at 4, Art Walk takes over our downtown streets for two full days with artists, vendors, and performers showcasing their talent. The party moves over the levee to the amphitheater Friday night with live music starting at 7. All day Saturday, you'll see the 4th annual Louisiana Dragon Boat Races on the river while downtown keeps rocking with a full lineup of festivities, culminating with another awesome concert starting at 8:45. Get set for the Fest, May 8th, 9th, and 10th downtown. Visit Facebook.com/AlecRiverFed for more.
The Alexandria River Fed, another proud sponsor of the official OPT network.
Part of the minimally invasive image-guided specialist healthcare vision is to make sure our patients receive the best service possible. MIGS doctors are dedicated to performing interventional radiology procedures, concentrating on a patient-centered service that focuses on performing procedures in the shortest amount of time possible. Interventional radiology is a selection of advanced techniques that use imaging equipment to treat a variety of illnesses. Interventional radiologists are physicians who specialize in these minimally invasive, targeted treatments. Minimally invasive image-guided specialist, MIGS, is at 3704 North Boulevard, Alexandria. Call 318-445-9700.
MIGS is another proud sponsor of the official OPT network.
Minimally invasive image-guided specialist MIGS treat varicose veins that affect one out of two people age 50 and older and nearly 25% of all adults. Varicose veins are uncomfortable and unattractive. Symptoms include nighttime leg pain, skin discoloration, skin wounds, and irritation. These symptoms are most common in women ages 30 to 70, and treatments usually consist of a painful surgical procedure called vein stripping. MIGS patients can now take advantage of a new minimally invasive procedure that usually takes 30 to 45 minutes. Because it's minimally invasive and requires no large incisions, patients can usually be back at work the following day. For more information, contact MIGS at 445-9700. MIGS is a proud sponsor of the official OPT network.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Wood Forest Bank is a community bank built upon the needs of the customers they serve. Wood Forest Bank is committed to earning customer loyalty by offering the highest level of customer service, as well as competitive products and services by employees who are fair, responsive, and professional. Wood Forest Bank, another proud underwriting sponsor for On Point Talk, the official OPT network.
Sylvia's Caring Companions provides personal care and physical assistance to help individuals remain in their homes safe, secure, and comfortable. The care Sylvia's provides is tailor-based on each individual person. Our compassionate staff are warm, friendly, concerned caregivers who offer daily assistance for those who require care of all ages. We provide peace of mind for families who depend on our competent staff. Let Sylvia's Caring Companions healthcare services make a difference in your lives. Here to help you and your loved ones in times of need. People care by caring people.
Sylvia's is owned by CEO Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone 318-346-2540.
Sylvia's Caring Companion is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
State Farm, this is Jessica.
Hey, Jessica.
Jerry Newman with a policy question.
Jerry, how are you doing?
Fine. I just got a little fender bender.
Oh, Jerry, I'm so sorry.
I would love to help, but remember you dropped us last month.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. It only took 15 minutes to sign up with that new auto insurance company, but it's taken a lot longer to hear back.
Is your car up a pole again?
I miss you, Jessica.
Jerry, are you crying?
No, I bit my tongue.
Get to a better state. State Farm.
Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
I'm worried about Tim.
What's wrong?
He's out of work, we don't have health insurance, and he needs to go to the doctor, but it costs too much.
Christus Cabrini Hospital opened the Incarnate Word Community Clinic just across the street from the hospital.
Really?
Yeah, it has a primary care and a specialty clinic, too. Mary went and got great care. She doesn't have insurance either.
I'm calling right now.
Incarnate Word Community Clinic on Masonic Drive. Uninsured patients and those covered by Medicaid or Medicare welcome. Call 448-6800 for an appointment.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
On Sunday mornings, you can experience the transformational power of God's Word as Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church serves God and the community. Become one with God and God's Word at Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church, located at 736 Ducote Lane in Cottonport, Louisiana, under the leadership of Reverend Chris Augustine Sr. Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church, where services are held every Sunday morning.
They built our country, fought wars to defend our freedom. They've been called our greatest generation. Now in this land of plenty they helped to create, many senior citizens in America go hungry. Sometimes they must choose between medicine, rent, or food. It's a choice they shouldn't have to make. The Food Bank of Central Louisiana's Adopt-A-Senior program serves more than 2,200 seniors. You can sponsor a senior for only $150 per year. Call the Food Bank or visit fbsinlaw.org. Together we can end hunger.
The City of Alexandria is partnering with GATA and dozens of local arts organizations and coming back strong with the event that everyone in town and out of town was talking about last year. This is the second annual Alec River Fest, and you just gotta love it. Admission is free, so bring the whole family. It all starts Thursday evening, May 8th on 3rd Street with dinner on the bricks. Listen to some live jazz while sampling a variety of Senlaw's finest foods. Then on Friday at 4, Art Walk takes over our downtown streets for two full days with artists, vendors, and performers showcasing their talent. The party moves over the levee to the amphitheater Friday night with live music starting at 7. All day Saturday, you'll see the 4th annual Louisiana Dragon Boat Races on the river while downtown keeps rocking with a full lineup of festivities, culminating with another awesome concert starting at 8:45. Get set for the Fet, May 8th, 9th, and 10th, downtown. Visit Facebook.com/AlecRiverFet for more.
The Alexandria River Fet, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas.
The Bigger Show and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you. One conversation at a time.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas. That's David Christmas.
Yeah.
And if you're listening, you're on point.
Woo.
The official OPT Network. And our website, of course, is www.onpointcxmas.com. Go to our website, click on and listen live. It doesn't matter what part of the country you're in on this Thursday morning. If you're on your way, it's 7:42 local time, 8:42 Eastern time. Of course, today is May 8th. And I tell you what, I don't know about you this morning, but I feel like I have been on skates this morning. You know how some of those mornings you are really just running? Well, that's how our morning was this morning. Run, 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 run. Get here. Try to take a deep breath. In fact, let me do it right now. Stop. I'm going to tell you, sometimes, if you need to do it with me, sometimes it's just, for me, it's a way of saying, I'm okay. It's okay. I am not in control. And in the mornings, it seems like that's the time that we need to be or want to be in control the most, because we're always on a schedule. So if you feel like you've been on roller skates this morning, that you're running, 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 I want you to do it. Just take a few seconds. Fill your lungs. Dig, 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 dig real deep and just breathe in. Hold it. Hold it.
Wait. All right.
Blow it out. And I'm going to tell you, if you're in a position where you can close your eyes and do it, I don't know, it just gives me that place of centeredness. And I'm okay. It's okay. Y'all, I'm telling you, life is amazing. Even with all of its ebbs and flows, you know what? If you really, really try, you can find something to feel grateful about. And as you're trying to feel grateful, if you've got to try to feel grateful this morning, remember, on your way, even if you're on skates this morning, please make sure that you're staying engaged. Make sure that you're watching out for school buses, school kids, school zones. They're in effect until 9 a.m. And as soon as you pick your head up from your desk, it'll be 2 o'clock and they will be in resumption again. So please be careful. And what we notice around our son's school is that a lot of kids, more kids than normal, are walking to school or than what you see on a regular basis. But I'm sure it's Everytown USA. Kids are walking to school. And so as kids are walking in, we have to be mindful of them as well. So please help our crossing guards, help our bus drivers, and help our resource officers to make sure that kids get into school safely. And help yourself and make sure that you get into work or wherever it is that you're headed this morning, that you get there safely. It's another wonderful, cool morning. You know, as the day progresses, you can feel the heat kind of coming in. But you know what? We're going to just relish in this wonderful, wonderful, cool weather for now because it's just amazing. I tell you what, you know, as we are approaching Mother's Day weekend, a lot of people are coming into town. We're seeing a lot of license plates that have different states on them. And it makes it even more important for us to make sure that we're staying engaged. It's RiverFET weekend, Alex RiverFET weekend, D.C., and people are coming into the city by the droves.
They're coming in for the fet.
They're getting set.
Getting set for the fet.
Absolutely. And so, you know, as that is happening and so much is going on, we really, really want to encourage you to stay engaged. I tell you what, so much is going on. You know, as I had said on yesterday and have been talking about, you know, school is about to end, right? So as school is ending, we're trying to figure out what it is that kids are going to do to be occupied during the summer. And I'm telling you, it's only just a couple weeks away, really. It's just about over. And so one of the things that we have started doing, and we hadn't just started doing it, but we think that it's really, really so important that we teach our son how to dream. And you know, if you look back on your life, and you know, our moms, as we celebrate Mother's Day, our parents just did what they knew to do. But now we live in a society where we have to do more because we know more. So that means that we have to really, really make an impartation into our kids and help them to dream. Help them to reach for possibility. Help them to understand that whatever it is that they're dreaming about, that they can be, if they work hard, if they're teachable, if they're coachable, and they do the things that they're instructed to do. And so, you know, some years ago, we had Judge Hatchett on the show. You'll remember her show, Judge Hatchett, the nationally syndicated show. And one of the things that she talked about, and I'll never forget it, she said, post your kids' dreams instead of posting their bail. And that really, really just stuck with us. And I just wanted to share that with you all this morning because not enough of us as parents are taking the time with our kids to really ask them, what are you dreaming about? What are you hoping to do and be? And sometimes we think, you know what, they're just too young to really understand that. But I beg to differ. I think that when we start to teach our kids to dream, when we start to talk about possibility, then it really opens up their imagination. Because really, we don't necessarily know who our kids are supposed to be. We can kind of see those gifts and those talents, and we can try to start cultivating, but we have to start to feed their minds. We have to start to tell them who they are and what they are capable of doing, even when they don't believe it, even when they're at an age when goal setting just maybe doesn't seem all that greatly important. And so for us, what we decided to do is we said, you know what, there are some categories, and we made some categories for young David Christmas, and we said, you know what, you need to start considering these categories, and you need to write the vision. Every single scholar, every single life coach, every single clergy, and it's biblical, talks about writing the vision. Start to help your kids to write the vision. Let them do it, and then you begin to sit and talk with them, and then you encourage them. And you start to tell them that, yes, you can. But you can't if you don't do the work. But you got to do the work. And one of the things, DC, that you're doing with young David Christmas
is creating a work ethic and in a sense of integrity and character. And this is not just for young men. This is for our girls and our young women as well. I'm going to tell you, all too often, we are at businesses where people are saying more times than not, kids, young people, don't want to work. You know where that starts? That starts with you, and it starts with me. It starts with parenting. And it starts by teaching our kids very early that nothing is given to you. Nothing is given to you. You have to work for it. You have to earn it. And you have to be coachable and teachable. And those are the lessons that I guess we're on right now. And as we were getting ready for the morning, I just wanted to share that. Y'all, it's Thursday. We're headed straight toward the weekend. It's 7:51. This segment, sponsored by Minimally Invasive Image Guided Specialist, also known as MIGS, making patients better faster, is our top priority. It is summer, and it's vein time. It's time to get those veins looked at and corrected. And you can do that at MIGS by simply phoning 318-445-9700. Also, get to a better state with your State Farm agent, Rosa Fields. Serving Alexandria and surrounding areas, home, auto, and life is what she can help you with, she and her team. And all you've got to do is phone 318-487-1881. 318-487-1881. Hickson Automotive Group, they're in Alexandria, Leesville, and Monroe. For more information, their website, www.hicksonhasit.com. Don't forget to get to a better state, again, with State Farm agent Rosa Fields, the heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Credit Union with heart. Dedicated to excellence. Also, Amerigroup Real Solutions, providing real solutions for those who need a little help. The City of Alexandria, the Of Oils Commission of Tourism, and remember, if you're traveling in, don't forget to stop for breakfast, lunch, and even dinner at McDonald's of Central Louisiana.
I'm loving it.
We're loving it every single morning. That's our stop, and hopefully you're stopping there as well. Hey, everybody, it's 7:52. You're on point. We're going to get a break, but we're back right after this.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas.
The Bigger Show and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time.
The City of Alexandria is partnering with GATA and dozens of local arts organizations and coming back strong with the event that everyone in town and out of town was talking about last year. This is the second annual Alec River Fest, and you just gotta love it. Admission is free, so bring the whole family. It all starts Thursday evening, May 8th on 3rd Street with dinner on the bricks. Listen to some live jazz while sampling a variety of Senlaw's finest foods. Then on Friday at 4, Art Walk takes over our downtown streets for two full days with artists, vendors, and performers showcasing their talent. The party moves over the levee to the amphitheater Friday night with live music starting at 7. All day Saturday, you'll see the 4th annual Louisiana Dragon Boat Races on the river while downtown keeps rocking with a full lineup of festivities, culminating with another awesome concert starting at 8:45. Get set for the Fest, May 8th, 9th, and 10th downtown. Visit Facebook.com/AlecRiverFet for more.
The Alexandria River Fet, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of the official
OPT Network.
It's different from the start at the credit union with a heart. The heart of Louisiana, Federal Credit Union.
Dispose of your old paper documents safely and efficiently. Bring them to the Heart of Louisiana Credit Union at 303 Edgewood Drive during our shred event on Thursday, May 15th from 11 till 1 that day. Everyone in the community is invited to come shred, and you don't have to be a member. That's Thursday, May 15th at our Pineville location.
The credit union with a heart.
Federally insured by the NCUA.
Amerigroup has a new look. We have a new logo, new colors, and our focus on real solutions in healthcare is now loud and clear. Solutions that help people with challenges get the care they need, the very young. Solutions that help people with disabilities live more independently. In other words, our look may have changed, but our heart is still in the same place. Amerigroup, real solutions in healthcare.
For more information about Amerigroup Real Health Solutions, 1-855-229-6848 or www.myamerigroup.com/LA.
Amerigroup, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Of Oyles Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums. Enjoy annual festival fun. Recreate at our golf courses and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oyles Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oyles Parish. For more information on Of Oyles, call 800-833-4195 or www.traveloyles.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Of Oyles Tourism Commission is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network with Carlette Christmas.
Bacon Clubhouse rules. If someone asks you if McDonald's new Bacon Clubhouse sandwich is greater than LeBron James, you say yes.
What? LeBron?
How'd you get here?
Magic. Now what's so great about it?
You can get 100% pure beef or crispier grilled premium chicken.
Uh-huh.
The new artisan roll.
Uh-huh.
Thick cut applewood smoked bacon and Big Mac special sauce.
And that's all greater than me?
Well,
I'm playing, man. I know it's great.
Nothing rules like the new Bacon Clubhouse. There's something for everyone to love at McDonald's. I participate in McDonald's.
McDonald's of Central Louisiana is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Oh,
Hey, everybody. Good morning and welcome back to the OPT Network. We're at the top of the hour. It's 8 a.m. local time, 9 a.m. Eastern time. And can you believe the month is whizzing by? We're already May 8th. So many exciting things happening this weekend. People are getting ready, getting get-togethers ready, and, you know, celebrating mothers. And, you know, the more people that I've been talking to, the more that I understand that it is a wonderful holiday. It is a wonderful time to celebrate mothers. But you know what? We have to consider that every mom is not going to necessarily relish and love to celebrate Mother's Day. And so as I was thinking about Mother's Day, I wanted to make sure that we were just considerate of all women, you know? And when you think about it, you think that, you know, most women are mothers. And, you know, there are a lot of mothers, yes, but there are a lot of women who are not mothers. And so this is what we say. We say celebrate women anyway, because we're all mothers, whether we birthed a baby or not. We're cheering on our nieces, our nephews, our grandkids. You know, we're all cheerleaders. We're all cheering on the people that we love to help to make them better. And, you know, as we look into our young people's futures, we should all be cheering for our kids. We should all be speaking into their lives. And, you know, we often talk about that village and how the village is sort of falling by the wayside. But you know what? We can change that, just like with those little things and what Reverend Green said on yesterday about just finding the good in everything and everybody. And sometimes I'm going to tell you, our kids, even our young people, can make us so perturbed at times that we don't want to cheer them on at all. But what I'm often reminded of by DC is that he said, Carlette, you always forget where you were when you were that age and how easy it is for each of us to forget. To forget that we were young, to forget that we did silly things, and to think that our kids are not going to make those same mistakes. And so this is an opportunity for us to cheer each other on, and it's also an opportunity for us to cheer our kids on, even when they fall. And what I am learning as still a young parent, you know, in the process, is that we can't meditate on what our kids did wrong yesterday, what they did wrong last week, what happened. What we have to do is we have to talk about it. We have to feel what we feel. We have to teach in those moments that are teachable moments. And then we have to move on. And most importantly, you know how when you were young, your folks got on the phone when you made mistakes and they told everybody in the country, they told all the other relatives, they told everybody. You know, what we're coming to find out through all the information that we're learning and reading is that that's really shaming. And so what we've got to do is we've got to move past it. We've got to push forward. And as moms, we really, hopefully we get the day off on Sunday. But if we don't, we're still going to cheer. We're still going to encourage our kids. We're going to encourage ourselves to be better, to do better, and to know that yesterday is absolutely over. Tomorrow is not here yet. And boy, we get some grace for today. And when you really, really understand what that means, you can just drop that bag of bricks that you're carrying and you can just feel free and you can look forward to the weekend regardless of how you're feeling and you can find somebody to celebrate. There's always somebody that you can mentor or somebody that has mentored you, somebody that has spoken into your life, somebody that has encouraged you. And when you look around yourself, those are the people that we all need to celebrate. And so as we're moving toward this incredibly wonderful weekend, we're getting set for the fete. We're getting set to just see downtown Alexandria just absolutely, I'm going to call it frenetic energy. It is going to be massive. It's going to be energy. It's going to be a place where we can go and we can take our families, we can celebrate, we can enjoy, and we can say those things to our mothers and our mentors and those women that are on the front lines of being the change that they want to see, not only in their families, but in their communities. We can say, you know what? I love you. I appreciate you. And I thank you. I thank you for all the hard work that you do, because sometimes we forget it's hard being a mom. This segment is sponsored by Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services. People care by caring people. Darlene St. Romain and her incredible team down in Bunkie. You can phone them at 318-346-2540. Also, don't forget about St. Francis Cabrini Hospital and their new clinic, Incarnate Word Community Clinic. It's located at 3351 Masonic Drive here in Alexandria, right across from St. Francis Cabrini Hospital. They've got urgent care, physician's appointments, and all you've got to do is simply phone 318-448-6800. But the most important thing is that it's free and it's open to the public. Magnolia State Mortgage, it's where dreams come true. The ladies of Magnolia State Mortgage can help you with refinancing. They can help you purchase your first new home. They can help you invest. And they're just, they're the whole total package. And all you've got to do is phone 318-561-8020. Also, Walker Automotive Group. When others won't, Walker will. Serving Central Louisiana since 1919. And don't forget, get set for the Alex River Fete. We're going to be talking more about it right after this. Stay on point, everybody. We're back in a moment.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas.
The Bigger Show and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you. One conversation at a time.
This is an OPT Pearl of Wisdom with Reverend Joe S. Green, sponsored by Attorney Chris Roy Jr. of the Roy Law Office.
Good morning. This is Joe Green from the Joe Green Leadership Institute of Alexandria, Louisiana. I just want to share with you a word of encouragement this morning on point. A good word costs no more than a bad word. Oftentimes in life, we have the opportunity to say a good word to a person and encourage them to do what it is they're doing and look for solutions rather than problems. But too often, we try and discourage a person to say, nobody can do it, it's never been done. Well, believe it or not, those of us who understand the value of encouragement and a gift, we look for what have never been done to encourage people to try it and make it work. So as you move forward this week, being Monday morning, I want you to think about, as you go through your week, look for all the opportunities to encourage people to do what it is God has purposed them to do and be the best you can be as you go through this week, knowing a good word costs no more than a bad word.
The City of Alexandria is partnering with GATA and dozens of local arts organizations and coming back strong with the event that everyone in town and out of town was talking about last year. This is the second annual Alec River Fete, and you just gotta love it. Admission is free, so bring the whole family. It all starts Thursday evening, May 8th on 3rd Street with dinner on the bricks. Listen to some live jazz while sampling a variety of Senlaw's finest foods. Then on Friday at 4, Art Walk takes over our downtown streets for two full days with artists, vendors, and performers showcasing their talent. The party moves over the levee to the amphitheater Friday night with live music starting at 7. All day Saturday, you'll see the 4th annual Louisiana Dragon Boat Races on the river while downtown keeps rocking with a full lineup of festivities, culminating with another awesome concert starting at 8:45. Get set for the Fete, May 8th, 9th, and 10th downtown. Visit Facebook.com/AlecRiverFete for more.
The Alexandria River Fete, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Are you purchasing or building your first home? Refinancing, investing? At Magnolia State Mortgage, meeting specific needs with the right products and services is our commitment. Whether you're looking for flexibility, stability, easy qualification, or competitive interest rates, the ladies of Magnolia State Mortgage will guide you through the process
that will make home ownership a reality. From the first-time home buyer to the seasoned pro, Magnolia State Mortgage is committed to making the entire process as easy and stress-free as possible. For more information on how to get your new home financed, the number to phone is 318-561-8020.
Magnolia State Mortgage, watch what we can do. Magnolia State Mortgage,
you got somebody working for you.
I am today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
The HP Long Urgent Care Clinic in Pineville is now open. The Pineville location also offers a specialty clinic, medicine clinic, and pharmacy services. It is located just steps from the Huey P. Long Medical Center. The Urgent Care Clinic treats uninsured and Medicaid patients with minor injuries and illnesses, joining our clinic in Alexandria on Upper 3rd Street. For more information, call 769-LONG. That's 769-5664. HP Long Urgent Care Clinic, a service of Rapide Regional Medical Center.
Be Unique Hair Salon specializes in your total hair care needs, caring for the scalp and teaching every client how to maintain a head filled with healthy hair. At Be Unique Hair Salon, our stylists recognize each client's uniqueness and individuality that demonstrates your own personal swag. If you're looking for unique hair and unique hair experiences, Be Unique Hair Salon is located at 1771 Elliott Street, Suite B in Alexandria, Louisiana. Phone for an appointment Tuesday through Saturday, 318-442-7204. Be Unique Hair Salon, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
The City of Alexandria is partnering with GATA and dozens of local arts organizations and coming back strong with the event that everyone in town and out of town was talking about last year. This is the second annual Alec River Fest, and you just gotta love it. Admission is free, so bring the whole family. It all starts Thursday evening, May 8th on 3rd Street with dinner on the bricks. Listen to some live jazz while sampling a variety of Senlaw's finest foods. Then on Friday at 4, Art Walk takes over our downtown streets for two full days with artists, vendors, and performers showcasing their talent. The party moves over the levee to the amphitheater Friday night with live music starting at 7. All day Saturday, you'll see the 4th annual Louisiana Dragon Boat Races on the river while downtown keeps rocking with a full lineup of festivities, culminating with another awesome concert starting at 8:45. Get set for the Fet, May 8th, 9th, and 10th, downtown. Visit Facebook.com/AlecRiverFet for more.
The Alexandria River Fet, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Pilot Christmas.
Red Bull Show and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you. One conversation at a time.
Getting ready for the party this weekend. In fact, it's kicking off today. Are you set for the party?
for the Alex River Fete. Well, that's what's on point. This morning we're joined by Daniel Williams. He is the director of community services for the City of Alexandria. Daniel, good morning and welcome back.
And good morning to you guys. It's the official kickoff for Alex River Fete. It starts today.
Oh, yeah.
The weather is perfect outside. The sun is shining. The birds are chirping. I can smell the food being cooked as we speak. Folks, we're winding down the week. It's Thursday, So it's everyone's last day of the week in my mind. The Fete starts today, so I officially tell everybody get in the party mode. Have a good time this weekend. Come out and support us. It's going to be a great weekend, a great time to highlight Alexandria, a great time to really hang out with your family. And if some family you may not have hang out with in a long time, you may be mad at them, this is the perfect time to make up with them and come have a good time this weekend.
Absolutely. And we were, before the show, we were saying, before we came on air, we were saying this is the prelude to the weekend. And there's nothing better than some great music to kick that off, right, Daniel?
And look, some great music, some even better food.
Mm.
You know, it's just good to be around people. Mm-hmm. You know, it really is. I think that's really what you feel like, getting out and talking to people you would normally never talk to.
Mm-hmm.
What's the better way to do it to good music and breaking some bread? You know, that's the way to do it. And you're right on the steps of 3rd Street. Look, the weather's going to be good.
Uh-huh.
Gives you opportunity to walk from your drive, from your work after. But, you know, starts at 6. Give you a chance to come down,
mm-hmm.
listen to some great music, eat even better food. As you see, I've said food 3 times. As you can see, my focus
are
today,
you hungry?
I may be a little bit. So now I keep thinking about it. Now my mind is trapped on food. But I tell you, it's going to be some great food out there.
Absolutely. And, you know, as DC said him too. And I'm going to tell you one thing. If you have not ventured downtown in a while, it is absolutely coming alive.
It's radiant.
It is radiant.
And, you know, and it's funny that you say that because I walked out of City Hall yesterday and looked around, and I said, you know what? This place looks pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
It looks pretty good, you know. And I got to give kudos and all the hall work to Public Works, Mr. David Gill, who's the Public Works Director,
mm-hmm.
all the superintendents. Those guys, they work tirelessly. They work hard, and they're working for the betterment of the city. And that's mm-hmm. pretty good. That's very mm-hmm. selfless of them. Downtown is looking the best. You know, the Dragon Boats are practicing down there, so it's very, very – it's vibrant, it's radiant.
Mm-hmm.
People are excited. You know,
mm-hmm.
they're preparing. It's like you said, it's the
mm-hmm.
prelude.
Mm-hmm.
And not to mention it's Thursday, the day before Friday, and they all work. So I commend all the guys who've put all the hard work in of getting downtown ready, not just for the festival, but in general, their day-to-day stuff. The city
mm-hmm.
looks great. You know, I think this is probably one of the cleanest the city's been looking in a long time.
You know, we were thinking the same thing, mm-hmm. Daniel. It is very, very clean. And when we went down, it is just, there is a beauty
right.
and a crispness that we just haven't seen in a lot of years. And then if you go down there, especially right now,
right.
there is an energy that is just, it's the word that I can only think of is frenetic.
Right.
It's just.
Well, and I mentioned this last time. You know, there's really, I can't stress this, and I think it's a very important piece of our community. There's this huge sense of pride in
mm-hmm.
our community. And I think it's growing. People are starting to take ownership of Alexandria. The people
right.
who live in Alexandria are starting to take ownership the same way that other cities do. And I think that's a very important part of living in a city, is actually owning your city, is having a say-so, and being a part of that bigger picture. You know, we wake up sometimes, we go to work, and we kind of feel like we're out of the bigger picture. But I want to tell you that every single citizen of Alexandria is important. You know, every single citizen plays a role, because you are an Alexandrian.
Mm-hmm.
And when you go somewhere, you represent Alexandria. So I think this festival, this weekend, this past 6 or 7 years have really, really heightened this Alexandria pride.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think we're starting to realize that, hey, guys, we're just not the city you pass to go to Shreveport, New Orleans, or Baton Rouge.
Right.
We are a city where you can live, you can work,
mm-hmm.
you can play, because
mm-hmm.
we have all those things to offer.
Absolutely. And it is absolutely the central part of this state. And so we're not just only talking to Alexandrians.
Right.
We're talking to people in that whole central
absolutely.
Area that can come down, that if they're looking for something that's good, that's clean, that's great for the entire family, this is it.
Absolutely. You know, it's a very family-friendly event. It's free. So I know if I have a family, that's number one on my list.
Absolutely.
You know? So it's free. It has everything to offer. We have great things. You know, tonight we'll kick off with our Dinner on the Bricks, as I stated. We have great food, great music. Gives you opportunity to kind of sit on Third Street on the Bricks and enjoy yourself. Mm-hmm. Really just enjoy yourself. I know me, for one, it's been a very fast-paced weekend. So, you know, I would invite everyone, no matter where you live, no matter where you're from, in Central Louisiana or wherever you can hear my voice, if you're somewhere out of town and out of state, fly down. Fly down for the weekend. Come on down and see what Alexandria has to offer. Tomorrow we will have our art walk, which is kickoff about 4 o'clock. And I, for one, I enjoy, you know, when we lived in California, I would enjoy to see all the artists and all the little knickknacks, because it really shows the soul of a person. Mm-hmm. You know, they're not just putting this together just to push it out.
Oh, Daniel, I love that. It shows the soul of a person.
And if you really want to see a person, look what kind of art they do. Look what kind of music they listen to, because that's their nonverbal expression. You know, it's something that you can look at and say, you know what, this person really cares about what they're doing. So if you do come out this weekend and you do have opportunity to walk down Art Wall, you know, check out some things, because these people, this is their passion. Mm-hmm. You know, this is your passion.
Mm-hmm.
We listen to you on the radio and we can hear the passion. Mm-hmm. You know, with those guys, that their passion is art, and they're just as serious out there as me. You know, my passion for the community, or me playing basketball, or you doing, they're just as serious, because this is what they want to do.
Absolutely. Know? And, you know, as you say that, DC and I have been, we have been to the museum this year probably, well, the last few years, more than we ever have in our lives, because we have a young son. And we're trying to expose him to the arts.
Right.
And parents, for those of you who have never taken yourself or your young person to the museum, it is absolutely enlightening.
Yes.
And there's so many lessons in art. And when you said it's the soul of a person, I mean, that went deep for me.
Well, you know, if you know, I can simply look at a art piece and see a, you know, a goat standing on a road, you know, but to someone else that may symbolize, you know, solemn or loneliness or a time in their life. So, you know, art is a huge expression of society. I mean, you can really, if you look at art over the years, it really goes from different revolutions and different acts and different movements that really captured the weekend, captured the years.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, art's going to be a huge part of this festival. Art Walk's going to be from 4 to about 9, 4 to 8. They will have a performance of the Taiko Drummers, which is going to be performing Saturday, also a smaller performance on DeSoto Street. And that'll start about 8:30. Our music kicks off about 7 o'clock on the amphitheater stage, and it's going to be the backdrop. It's going to be the beautiful Red River, beautiful Red River. So
every time I think of the iconic, beautiful Red River, I think, it just puts you in that mood.
It does.
Have a glass of wine if that's what you want to do. Just chill out with your family and enjoy.
You know, water and music go hand in hand. I mean, you know, and one of my favorite songs is Otis Redding, Sitting on the Dock of the Bay.
You're too young for that.
It's funny because.
What you know about that?
My parents, and I say, I don't want to say force, but, you know, there's a picture of me with some old school headphones on, and I guarantee I wasn't listening to any rap music, anything like that. It was either Earth, Wind & Fire, Anita Baker, Sade. It was something like that. It was some good music. So I got to give a shout out to my mother and father, and especially my mother, Monica Williams, whose Mother's Day is this Sunday.
Uh-huh.
And so if I didn't get a shout out, then I probably wouldn't be able to talk to her today. So.
Well, I tell you one thing, Mrs. Williams, you did an amazing job, and he is just
David, not so much.
With both of you, it's amazing to see young men that have such passion and understand history. Remember, Southern Heritage Bank, they're an independently owned community bank meeting the financial needs of our community. Also, get to a better state with your State Farm agent, Kyle Wolf in Bunkie, for all of your home, auto, and life, even banking. 318-346-6695 is the number. The City of Alexandria's Diversity in Action. Don't forget, you're getting set right now, starting this evening, for the Alex River Fete. Also, Chris Roy Jr. of the Roy Law Office has over 4 decades of experience in representing the people of Central Louisiana with competence and professionalism. For more information, here's his number, 318-487-0991. 825 local time, 925 Eastern. You're on point, everybody. Let's get a break. We're back right after this.
The City of Alexandria is partnering with GATA and dozens of local arts organizations and coming back strong with the event that everyone in town and out of town was talking about last year. This is the second annual Alec River Fest, and you just gotta love it. Admission is free, so bring the whole family. It all starts Thursday evening, May 8th on 3rd Street with dinner on the bricks. Listen to some live jazz while sampling a variety of Senlaw's finest foods. Then on Friday at 4, Art Walk takes over our downtown streets for two full days with artists, vendors, and performers showcasing their talent. The party moves over the levee to the amphitheater Friday night with live music starting at 7. All day Saturday, you'll see the 4th annual Louisiana Dragon Boat Races on the river while downtown keeps rocking with a full lineup of festivities, culminating with another awesome concert starting at 8:45. It's set for the Fet, May 8th, 9th, and 10th, downtown. Visit Facebook.com/AlecRiverFet for more.
The Alexandria River Fet, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Southern Heritage Bank wants to welcome home our veterans and thank them for their service. If you have served in the military and are interested in obtaining a VA loan, the mortgage department at Southern Heritage Bank is ready to assist you. VA loans do not require a down payment or private mortgage insurance. They also have great rates, which lowers the payments, making your new home more affordable. Let Southern Heritage Bank serve you. Call Johnny Snow at 443-2799 or visit shbnet.com. That's shbnet.com.
An equal housing lender.
Southern Heritage Bank is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop, everything you need, every time you shop.
Davis One Stop is a proud underwriting sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexandria's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexandria Diversity in Action program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MPE, WPE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MPE, WPE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
The City of Alexandria is partnering with GATA and dozens of local arts organizations and coming back strong with the event that everyone in town and out of town was talking about last year. This is the second annual Alec River Fet, and you just gotta love it. Admission is free, so bring the whole family. It all starts Thursday evening, May 8th on 3rd Street with dinner on the bricks. Listen to some live jazz while sampling a variety of Senlaw's finest foods. Then on Friday at 4, Art Walk takes over our downtown streets for two full days with artists, vendors, and performers showcasing their talent. The party moves over the levee to the amphitheater Friday night with live music starting at 7. All day Saturday, you'll see the 4th annual Louisiana Dragon Boat Races on the river while downtown keeps rocking with a full lineup of festivities, culminating with another awesome concert starting at 8:45. Get set for the Fet, May 8th, 9th, and 10th, downtown. Visit Facebook.com/AlecRiverFet for more.
The Alexandria River Fet, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas.
The Bigger Show and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time.
If you didn't notice, we're about to be starting something, and it's kicking off tonight, this evening, the Alex River Fete, May 8th. It's the kickoff, and here to talk about it, here to talk about what we're starting is Daniel Williams. He's the Director of Community Services for the City of Alexandria, and it's really, really so exciting. It's the second annual, Daniel, and we're looking for this year to be bigger, better, and greater than last year.
Absolutely, and excuse me, I was a little had a delay. But anytime you play 80s mic, you know, it's two different mics. You gotta realize that it's two different mics. There's 80s mic, and then there's 90s mic. Three different mics. 80s mic, 90s mic, and then I don't know who that. Yeah, that's Lil Mike. That's Lil Mike.
Okay.
See, 80s mic. See, I was a kid, and I tried to do the moonwalk dance. I tried to do a Smooth Criminal dance a couple times.
Uh-oh.
And failed.
Uh-oh.
So 80s Mike, and you guys remember that movie that came out? He did with the rabbit and the whole
oh,
video.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I mean, that was 80s Mike.
Uh-huh.
And I was sneaking watching him. What was it? What was the video show with Donnie Simpson?
Oh, oh yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Now that's old.
Exactly.
I forgot about Donnie.
We would watch him and try to do all the moves that Mike did. I mean,
uh-huh.
That's back when you can watch a station and see all the videos.
Uh-huh.
They don't show videos in that station now. They show movies and sitcoms.
Isn't that something?
Exactly. So 80s Mike, you got to get in the right mindset. But yeah, so Friday is gonna be good.
You're a mess.
So
get your mind right.
Yeah,
we're gonna
exactly,
be starting something.
Exactly. But Friday, just to kind of finish off Friday. Friday is gonna be good. Friday's going to, you know, start off, kick off our music. We're going to start something with Robin Barnes.
Uh-oh.
Robin Barnes is an excellent jazz and blues and just upbeat. She may sing Lil Mike.
Uh-huh,
I don't know.
Uh-huh.
And
she's going to do just a little bit of...
She's going to do everything.
A little bit of everything.
And she's very crowd engaging. Very extremely intelligent, very smart girl. So she's going to be able to interact with the crowd in a very good way. We're going to conclude that night with the Revivalists. They are a New Orleans band, you know, got a little funk with them, so they'll be
mm-hmm.
good. Very crowd engaged. They played at Jazz Fest last weekend,
mm-hmm.
so they're fresh off the Jazz Fest stage. So it'll be good for them to come out and play for Alexandria and really experience Alexandria. Saturday is a huge day.
Huge.
Huge day. We're going to kick it off about, I would say the barbecue guys are going to get out there about 5 in the morning
mm-hmm.
to start cooking.
Mm-hmm.
So they'll be out there early,
mm-hmm.
early to get those pits going and start burning those coals and getting that all the wood and all the seasonings and
mm-hmm,
going and all the brisket
mm-hmm.
and all the pork. They're going to throw it on the grill early.
All the brisket
yeah.
and all
yeah.
the pork.
They're going to throw it on the grill and start burning
mm-hmm,
around 5.
Mm-hmm.
And then about 8 o'clock, the Louisiana Dragon Boat start. And if you've never been to the Dragon Boat, I invite you to go.
Mm-hmm.
It is a great and fun, family-filled environment. It's very, very, very exciting to see. You got 20-something teams out there rowing. It's a huge competition.
Do we have a favorite?
I do not know that. The line has not come out yet. I think
okay.
they released the line Friday night. So
okay.
I don't know. I think, you know, in years past, kind of the gyms, like the CrossFit
The CrossFitters gyms, are the beasts.
Exactly. The gyms who prepare for
mm-hmm.
this year-round
mm-hmm.
usually have an upper hand. But, you know, the good thing about it is I think when you sign up, there's two different categories. It's the people who think they're going to win and the people just happy to be out there. You know, it's the people who happy to be out there, they're cooking. Exactly. They're cooking. They're having a good time. Because I made this statement. You think about this. You know, most of them are your coworkers.
Uh-huh.
So you work with these people all week. You see them in this environment. It's like, man, gosh, I wonder if that guy wants to have fun. And finally, you get a chance to just hang out with your coworkers.
Uh-huh.
And that's the second group. The people who just happy to be out there. Is that, man, I've had a long week. My boss, look at my boss over here. He's having a good time.
He's kicking back some cold ones.
Exactly. Plenty of cold ones. So you got the boss over here kicking back some cold ones. You got the guy who never talks, whose office is in the basement, kicking back cold ones. It's a good time. It really is a good time. So, you know, I think the favorites will probably be one of the gyms. And it could be a dark horse. You know, it could be one of these companies.
I don't think it's going to be no dark horse.
But look.
Them CrossFitters.
Yeah.
It's hard to beat those CrossFitters. They are beastie.
Tell me, what's going to happen is one of these big companies going to go out and recruit just CrossFitters and rowers just to beat one of these gyms.
Well,
it's
going to be interesting to see. And he's going to bring some CrossFitters next year. Every year we've said we were going to get a boat. Yeah. And what has happened, Dad? What's up with that? Oh, a deep sigh. A deep sigh.
Exactly.
Okay, so that should tell you no words from the man who is filled with words. But it's competitive,
right?
It's fun. But this is really what I want for all of the listeners that are listening and are trying to figure out, you know, what their plans are and what this is going to look like. You know, there are always going to be the 20 people, right? The 20 haters,
right?
That are going to talk negatively.
Absolutely.
No matter what. So we're discarding the 20.
Well, yeah, and everything is good when you get paid. And if you don't get paid, then it's not good.
Right, right. Yeah. And so we're going to discard those people that have wrong motives.
Right.
And we're going to say to people that, you know, we talk about coming together.
Right.
We talk about coming together as a people, as a whole people. Well, this is an opportunity to come together in your community and in Central Louisiana. It's a time to come together for good, clean fun, for great food, for great music, and an all-out great atmosphere.
Absolutely. And we were talking about this in the break about, you know, one of the things that I appreciate, you know, that this world has brought to me, this country, this state, is that there is a sense of collaboration.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's a sense of camaraderie. You know, in the past, it's been faint, you know, but mm-hmm. it's very strong now, you know, and I appreciate that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as a young guy who's made a commitment to stay in this area, there is a willing to work with everyone, you know, no matter what side of the city you live on, what's your race, or, you know, what's your religion. There's a sense of, we really want to make this city better.
Mm-hmm.
I appreciate that. And I think this weekend embodies that. If you go out there, you're going to see people from all different walks of life. I can promise you that.
Absolutely. And you know what DC and I always say on the show, and people who listen know this, know that we are apolitical. We are not a political show. And our mission every single day is to be people who disseminate information, who help people to get better, and to help people to come together in unanimity. And it starts with each and every one of us. And, you know, Reverend Green said it yesterday, if we look for the good in everything and everybody,
absolutely,
as opposed to, you may not like your political leaders, but they are indeed our leaders. They're doing what they know best to do. And the way that we support these events, hear me. Really, really hear me. The way that we support these events determines whether these events will continue to be held in our sphere so that we don't have to go. Everybody can't go to Jazz Fest.
Absolutely.
The tickets were astronomical this year. If you've ever been to Jazz Fest, there are people everywhere.
Right.
And we have this quaint, beautiful area that the city is working, it seems like tirelessly, to make it even more beautiful, to make it amenable to anyone who will.
Absolutely. And, you know, I think you said it right. We have a quaint community, and it molds to us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it really does. It hugs us. You know, it embraces us. It understands us. You know, and I think we're starting to understand it.
But we have to make the effort.
Right. Absolutely.
Regardless to how we feel about who's in power or who's not in power, you have to embrace these things. And every single time that we decide or we're asked to promote a thing, we say to people, if you don't support it, eventually it will no longer be.
Absolutely.
And so I'm telling you, if you're looking for an incredible opportunity to just have good, clean fun, and just go out and take your family. And we have said we're making a commitment to get our young person out of the house, away from technology, and start to engage. This is an incredible opportunity.
Absolutely. You know, and it's going to be a great Saturday. We're going to have the Dragon Boat. We're going to have a kids' area.
Mm-hmm.
The kids' area is going to be great. We're going to have some inflatable obstacle courses where kids can kind of run around and just really have
mm-hmm.
a good time. And then come back to their parents sweaty and hot and stinky and say, I love you, Mom.
Absolutely. Exactly. Absolutely. I'm ready to eat.
I'm ready to eat.
I'm ready to eat.
Exactly.
So, Daniel, we know that you're probably one of the busiest people in the city. Before we've got to let you go, tell people what are the last most important things that you hope that everybody will take away from what's happening this weekend.
I want everyone to enjoy all 3 days. If you can make it out, if you're able, make it out for all 3 days. You know, kind of embody the whole experience,
mm-hmm.
you know. With Thursday, Friday happening, you know, it's very rare that, you know, you have a 3-day festival where you can go and enjoy all 3 nights, all 3 days. I think this is one. One thing I do want to take is pay attention to downtown. See what it looks like. Meet 10 new people.
Oh, I like
meet
that.
Meet 10 new people. You know, say, go walk to somebody and say, hey, how are you enjoying the festival?
Mm-hmm.
I think if you do that, your experience at the festival and in life will be so enlightened.
And you know what? This is a town that loves networking.
Absolutely.
They love networking. So
this is your opportunity to.
This is your opportunity. Yeah. Everybody who's anybody is going to be at the Fest.
Exactly.
So if you're looking to network.
Exactly.
If you're looking to network and kick back some cold ones or have some wine or whatever it is that you do.
Exactly.
Then this is a great opportunity. But before you got to go, Daniel, I got to just say that on behalf of the OPT, we are so proud of your efforts as a young man.
Thank you.
And the work, DC, that he is doing to really be the change that he wants to see and bringing people together.
Absolutely, Carla. We're seeing Daniel all over the media these days, and he is doing a fine job of representing the city, his folks, and the profession that he's in. Man, just keep up the good work and just keep doing what you're doing, Daniel, and just, you know, stay up for it.
Well, thank you guys for having me. And as
we're
I said,
glad you didn't leave Alexandria.
Yes, and I'm not going anywhere. I'm stuck here.
Absolutely. And so many young people are leaving, and I think that you are a gleaming example.
Thank you.
And many other young people hopefully will follow that. And as we continue to go and grow, there will be more opportunities for young people like
Absolutely.
Yourself.
Absolutely. And I'm just ready. I'm set for the Fest.
I'm set for the Fest, too. It's starting tonight. It's going through the 10th. It's a great, great event. And you know what? We want to see your face at the Fest. Get set for the Fest, the Alex River Fest. Daniel, thank you so much.
Thank you.
For spending what we know is the busiest part of your morning with us right here on the official OPT Network. We're back, everybody, right after this.
The City of Alexandria is partnering with GATA and dozens of local arts organizations and coming back strong with the event that everyone in town and out of town was talking about last year. This is the second annual Alec River Fest, and you just gotta love it. Admission is free, so bring the whole family. It all starts Thursday evening, May 8th on 3rd Street with dinner on the bricks. Listen to some live jazz while sampling a variety of San Luis finest foods.
Then on Friday at 4, Art Walk takes over our downtown streets for two full days with artists, vendors, and performers showcasing their talent. The party moves over the levee to the amphitheater Friday night with live music starting at 7. All day Saturday, you'll see the 4th annual Louisiana Dragon Boat Races on the river, while downtown keeps rocking with a full lineup of festivities, culminating with another awesome concert starting at 8:45. Get set for the Fet, May 8th, 9th, and 10th downtown. Visit Facebook.com/AlecRiverFet for more.
The Alexandria River Fet, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Minimally invasive image-guided specialist MIGS treat varicose veins that affect one out of two people age 50 and older and nearly 25% of all adults. Varicose veins are uncomfortable and unattractive. Symptoms include nighttime leg pain, skin discoloration, skin wounds, and irritation. These symptoms are most common in women ages 30 to 70, and treatments usually consist of a painful surgical procedure called vein stripping. MIGS patients can now take advantage of a new minimally invasive procedure that usually takes 30 to 45 minutes. Because it's minimally invasive and requires no large incisions, patients can usually be back at work the following day. For more information, contact MIGS at 445-9700. MIGS is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
I'm worried about Tim.
What's wrong?
He's out of work, we don't have health insurance, and he needs to go to the doctor, but it costs too much.
Christus Cabrini Hospital opened the Incarnate Word Community Clinic just across the street from the hospital.
Really?
Yeah, it has a primary care and a specialty clinic, too. Mary went and got great care. She doesn't have insurance either.
I'm calling right now.
Incarnate Word Community Clinic on Masonic Drive. Uninsured patients and those covered by Medicaid or Medicare, welcome. Call 448-6800 for an appointment.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing the best direct care 24 hours per day, 7 days per week, to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Our services include eating, bathing, dressing, grooming, transferring, walking, and all of your other activities of daily living. Sylvia's Caring Companions promotes the highest quality of life possible, whether it's in the client's home or in a community environment. Sylvia's Caring Companions. People care by caring people.
Sylvia's is owned by CEO Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone 318-346-2540.
Sylvia's is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Wood Forest Bank is a community bank built upon the needs of the customers they serve. Wood Forest Bank is committed to earning customer loyalty by offering the highest level of customer service, as well as competitive products and services by employees who are fair, responsive, and professional. Wood Forest Bank, another proud underwriting sponsor for On Point Talk, the official OPT Network.
State Farm, this is Jessica.
Hey, Jessica.
Jerry Newman with a policy question.
Jerry, how are you doing?
Fine, I just got a little fender bender.
Oh, Jerry, I'm so sorry.
I would love to help, but remember you dropped us last month.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. It only took 15 minutes to sign up with that new auto insurance company, but it's taken a lot longer to hear back.
Is your car up a pole again?
I miss you, Jessica.
Jerry, are you crying?
No, I bit my tongue.
Get to a better state. State Farm.
Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
The City of Alexandria is partnering with GATA and dozens of local arts organizations and coming back strong with the event that everyone in town and out of town was talking about last year. This is the second annual Alec River Fest, and you just gotta love it. Admission is free, so bring the whole family. It all starts Thursday evening, May 8th on 3rd Street with dinner on the bricks. Listen to some live jazz while sampling a variety of Senlaw's finest foods. Then on Friday at 4, Art Walk takes over our downtown streets for two full days with artists, vendors, and performers showcasing their talent. The party moves over the levee to the amphitheater Friday night with live music starting at 7. All day Saturday, you'll see the 4th annual Louisiana Dragon Boat Races on the river, while downtown keeps rocking with a full lineup of festivities, culminating with another awesome concert starting at 8:45. Get set for the Fet, May 8th, 9th, and 10th downtown. Visit Facebook.com/AlecRiverFet for more.
The Alexandria River Fet,
another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Southern Heritage Bank wants to welcome home our veterans and thank them for their service. If you have served in the military and are interested in obtaining a VA loan, the mortgage department at Southern Heritage Bank is ready to assist you. VA loans do not require a down payment or private mortgage insurance. They also have great rates, which lowers the payments, making your new home more affordable. Let Southern Heritage Bank serve you. Call Johnny Snow at 443-2799 or visit shbnet.com. That's shbnet.com.
An equal housing lender.
Southern Heritage Bank is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexander's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexander Diversity in Action program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MPE, WPE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MPE, WPE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. Chris Roy, Jr. of the Roy Law Offices is a third-generation lawyer here in Central Louisiana, and you can connect with Chris Roy, Jr. of the Roy Law Offices by phoning 318-487-0991. Well, it's almost 9 o'clock. It's 8:52 local time, 9:52 Eastern, and we're switching gears just a little bit this morning. We're joined by no stranger to the OPT Network, Jane Wright Velez. She is the executive director of the Food Bank of Central Louisiana. And this morning we're talking about how you and I can help to stamp out hunger. Jane, good morning and welcome.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
22 years that stamping out hunger has been in existence.
That's right. This is the 22nd year for the National Association of Letter Carriers. They do this all over the country. Last year, they collected over 74 million pounds of food.
Wow.
On one day.
And you know, I'm trying to think in my mind's eye what 74 million pounds of food begins to look like.
It's hard to even think about that, isn't
it? That's a lot of food.
It is. And locally, last year we collected over 34,000 pounds.
Wow.
Of food. And so we at least want to get to that mark again this year.
Mm-hmm.
The letter carriers are delivering paper bags in Alexandria and Pineville to remind people about donating. And so hopefully all the households will be receiving their bag. They started yesterday. I don't know if they got to everybody, but they've begun to deliver those bags. And then the way it works is we ask people to donate food, put it in those bags or any other kind of grocery bag, put it out by your mailbox Saturday morning, and the letter carriers are going to pick it up as they drop off your mail, and they'll bring it back to us.
Wow. And, you know, we were talking about how each time you come on, we talk about food insufficiency, which is really meaning that many people in America and many people in Central Louisiana don't have enough food. And there are times in the year, Christmas, Thanksgiving, where people are more, their hearts are more open to giving. And so as we are approaching summer, kids getting out of school, vacations, people trying to figure out what to do, this is a time where the donations are not as immense.
That's true. It is a tough time for the food bank. Our donations start to fall off from this time of the year until September. And quite honestly, it's one of the tougher times of the year because there are more pressures on the families that we serve, because children that would be getting school lunch, school breakfast, those kind of programs, now they're at home.
Right.
And there are some summer feeding sites in some of the parishes, but there are some parishes that have none of those programs.
Right.
And so there's a vast difference between what the children are getting at school and what they have at home. And, you know, the moms are trying to do their best to provide, but it, often, you know, they can't make ends meet. And then August, especially when everybody's trying to get ready to go back to school with school supplies, uniforms, you know, and all the things that they need to get ready to go back, you know, there's just no money left for food. And so the pressure increases on the food bank.
Absolutely.
And we end up scraping the bottom of the barrel in every barrel, whether it's a financial barrel or a food barrel. So events like Stamp Out Hunger are really important because they help us get through those tough times. So whatever anyone has to share, whether it's a can or a case or if it's a dollar or, you know, if it's $100, you know, it all adds up.
Absolutely. And I think that most people, and Jane, because you are on the front lines and you understand the highs and the lows, you understand that there are times when there's an abundance, so to speak, and then there's a time where there's a drop off. And a lot of parents, a lot of people who have plenty for themselves and even have enough to give away, really don't consider that there are kids and families that really depend on school lunches and breakfasts. And that's going to be over in just a couple weeks. Not even really, you know, just about a couple weeks.
Right. The end of school is coming fast. And, you know, you're right. For lots, many people are so blessed that, you know, that's never a consideration about where their next meal is coming from.
Absolutely.
It's a matter of this is what I want to eat, not whether I'm going to have anything to eat. And people that we serve are often facing, you know, those choices, you know, do I pay the rent or do we buy groceries?
Right.
You know, how long can I... We rob Peter and then pay Paul. You know, how does that work? And so we're trying to help them make the ends meet, you know, fill the gap between the end of the month and the end of the money.
Mm-hmm. The end of the month and the end of the money.
Well, the end of the money usually comes first than the end of the month, you know, but you got to try to make it.
And right.
People need help to bridge that gap. And so that's why the food bank is here. You know, we serve over 22,000 people each month in 11 parishes, and we're, quite frankly, only scratching the surface. There's much more need than we're reaching. And
those numbers are growing, aren't they, Jane?
Yes, they are. People, you know, we serve over 2,000 families directly from our location on Baldwin Avenue, and that doesn't count all the food pantries that we serve. And those numbers continue to grow. You know, the staff in the front, Veronica and those ladies, you know, they are on the front lines every day. And they talk to me about, you know, we have more people coming in. They just keep coming, and mm-hmm. you know, what are we going to do? It's like, we're going to make it.
And you know what I love about your front line, Veronica, EB, Dustin, you know, what I love about them the most is that we're at the food bank at least once a month. Mm-hmm. But no matter what, And we've even sent people to the food bank, or we've come over there for people. No one's ever turned away.
No, we do our best to help everybody that we can. You know, we do have requirements about applications and, you know, documentation because we do means testing. But we do our best to help everyone that we can. And, you know, when we do have to turn someone away, you know, We've gone through multiple times
right.
before we actually have to do that.
It's just that they didn't qualify in terms of, you know, what it takes. But for the most part, those people that do qualify do get what they need to provide for themselves and their families.
Right. We do our very best to help everyone that's in need.
Absolutely. And the reason why we love the program so much, and I got to give DC a big shout out to Pastor Ron Gallerson and his wife, First Lady Linda Gallerson, and she would probably not call herself a First Lady, but yet a servant. And, you know, the program was going to end at their church, and they, along with the OPT Network, we decided, you know what, if we have to pay for it ourselves, we will, because we understand how grateful and how needed this service is. And I'm going to tell you, when people find, especially seniors, that they're not going to get that box, they're crushed, because they are on fixed incomes and they do have to make a choice oftentimes about whether or not they will buy their medicine or if they will not pay a bill in order to eat. And when DC said, he said, you know what? He called you up and he said, Jane, we are not going to let this program fall by the wayside.